Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast podcast show. This morning we have Leah from Fox Stevens Conveyancing.
Yes.
Which is fantastic, which is great. So this is episode 7. We haven't been chopped yet. We haven't been told we've got to wrap things up, mainly because we run it, so we can... It's up to us, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's good. So just a reminder about the Beach Business Breakfast. Third Thursday of every month, Merriweather Surf Club, 7:30 till 8:30. $10 gets you some great networking, breakfast, and the opportunity to hear about what other business people are doing. So, Liam, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
That's right. So, you're a conveyancer. You've been
conveyancing
in Newcastle for a while now, before that in Adelaide, I think. So
that's right.
How did you get into conveyancing?
I actually got into conveyancing by accident. I did some work experience for a conveyancer in a town called Gawler, which is north of Adelaide, and gateway to the Ross Valley.
There's a racetrack at Gawler.
There is, yes.
Yep.
Not far from wineries. So I did a bit of work experience for a conveyancer. I was actually living down south at the time, and then a position came up for a secretary.
Excellent.
She remembered the time that I came and helped her out.
Yep.
Asked me to submit my resume.
Oh, good.
I got the job, and the rest is history.
Excellent, that's great. It just shows a lot of the time you pick up jobs just because you've done things like that and through how people remember you. You obviously made
I'm glad she remembered
me. You obviously made an impression, so it was obviously a good one, which is good.
Business owners never forget a good potential employee, I think.
If they see,
gee, that'd be really good here.
Sometimes they create positions for them.
Yeah. And I was only 19 years old, so I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Excellent. Yeah, so Adelaide, when did you grow up in Adelaide?
Yes.
Yeah.
So born in Adelaide.
Yep.
Left Adelaide in 2000, had a year in Melbourne in 2001, and moved up here in 2002 just to see what it's like and haven't left.
Yeah, that's a great spot, isn't it? That's really good, isn't it?
Came sight unseen.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, why did you decide to go into business with...
The main reason I decided to go into business on my own was for flexibility. I've always been, for the most part, been fortunate to have great bosses, worked for some really great law firms in town, and always had a certain degree of flexibility, which was great, but it wasn't that ultimate flexibility that I wanted.
Were you worried at all about the competition? Like, there's other conveyancing firms, there's lawyers that do conveyancing. Like, did you sit down and have any kind of plan about it, or are you just like, oh well, I'll be fantastic. People will come to me. Let's go. Like, what?
Pretty much. I think I just had. I've been in the industry a long time. I've been in the conveyancing industry for about 21 years now. So I had a healthy dose of confidence in my abilities, and just thought, well, it's now or never. Give it a go. Yep.
Yeah, that's good. So how did you get your first couple of clients? Like, what did you do?
Well, my first couple of clients were actually friends buying properties.
Yep.
Which
was handy, so they were kind of hanging like, hurry up, they knew that, you know, it was in the wings, that I was getting ready, so, and then basically it was, you know, people that I've done work for before, word sort of spread naturally with, you know, and just contacting, I guess, people that I've worked with in the past, you know, different real estate agents or mortgage brokers, bankers, etc. that we've dealt with. They're usually our best referral source, and it's just sort of naturally grown through word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Is it right that conveyancing is a sort of state by state issue? Like, was there much that you had to do to transition from South Australia to New South Wales?
I had to do. Yeah, it is actually quite different. So because it's state based, they've talked for years about a national conveyancing scheme, but it's going to be quite difficult. We won't see that for a long time. So going from South Australia to New South Wales was, you know, there was a bit of learning involved. I had to work under a solicitor for about 6 months before, and then to get, you know, experience, and then they signed off so that I could get my registration in New South Wales. Then it's just continual learning as well.
Yeah. So what's a typical day for a conveyancer? Like, apart from wearing a Hawaiian shirt, port weight in the morning on a beautiful summer's day, what's your sort of typical day? I know we've had chats about, like, banks wanting to do settlements at certain times, so how do you sort of gear up for that?
I guess every day is different, but it's generally, you know, our main forms of communication is, you know, telephone, email. So we often, you know, we have to, we're constantly monitoring, you know, phone calls, emails. There's a lot of, you know, we've always got checklists and to-do lists because matters are at different stages and what we do is very time conscious. So there could be matters that need to be exchanged. There could be calling off periods expiring. Settlements to be booked in, settlements to attend, check directions to get to banks. So
Middle names to be added to contracts.
Exactly, middle names. So there's always things that need to be done. So it's, you know, it's we're basically, I guess, the circus jugglers of the of the property transaction because we're, you know, speaking to the brokers, speaking to the bankers, the other solicitors,
it's
the other conveyancers.
Like a real financial penalty if you don't do your job.
That's right, everything
to schedule. Like you can't really leave, like you're saying, checklists and that. You can't leave it to what you remembered you did last time because
it changes.
One not correct document could be a few thousand dollars or or whatever.
That's it. So we've got to be we've got to be very time conscious. So our diaries are jam packed with, you know, usually reminders and appointments. But that's you've got to be very good at time management and juggling.
And why is it that banks like to settle in the afternoon? Why is
that? So tradition. This is so with a manual settlement because we're now coming into the era of electronic
settlement.
Settlements.
Oh,
which,
my goodness.
We've done. We've actually been the first conveyancing company in Newcastle to do the first electronic settlement, which we're excited about. And so with electronic settlements, we could set. We did that one at 11 a.m. in the morning. That was fine because all the funds are electronic. So with a manual settlement. The bank might be based in Sydney. They've got to get their settlement instructions up to Newcastle. Their settlement agent maybe have to collect bank checks that morning. So they like, so the morning is used to get everything ready for settlement. And so traditionally they like to settle between 2 and 3 in the afternoon.
And I think there's, it might have been December, I think there was a record number of settlements in Australia. It was something I read somewhere. In that month there was a record number of settlements from people refinancing and buying places and off the plan, settling and all that sort of stuff.
The way you describe that, there's quite a few sort of things to be passed between people and people's time to sort of distribute checks and things like this. So there's a fair efficiency in just going, I don't know, whatever, you like put two numbers together and now the money's in there. Is that like...
Yeah, so with a big difference, right? That's where, it'll be great. I mean, slowly we're getting, seeing electronic settlements happen more and more. So it'll be great when that's on foot because that actually speeds up the process, not just the settlement process, because all funds are immediately, you know, transferred electronically. It's great for vendors because they all get their settlement funds instantly into their nominated bank account as cleared funds, whereas at a manual settlement, you'll receive a bank check in favour of the vendor. You've got to bank your client's check. Three business days later, then they can access their money. There's that time lag. And the other efficiencies are lodgement of documents at the Lands Titles Office. It's all done immediately.
That's very good.
So what sort of marketing, like you rely on referral sources, of course, to do any other sort of marketing?
We do very limited formal marketing. Our main source is word of mouth and referrals. But there's, you know, there's a couple of events that we'll sponsor that, you know, that we're fond of. Things like Girl Friday we support and Divas on the Green because they support Westpac Rescue Helicopter. So that's probably the most formal sort of marketing that we do during the year. Otherwise, our best form of marketing is doing a great job for a client having word of mouth and you know, having brokers want to use us because you know, we get the job done, or agents because we keep them up to date and things like that.
Yeah, and a lot of it's about communication, about, you know, when you're with a good business partner, you know, you get 9 o'clock at night, something comes up, you can SMS them.
Oh, absolutely.
As we often do and that sort of stuff. And, you get immediate response and good service.
And often some firms shy away from different forms of communication, so they're not fans of maybe sending text messages and things like that, whereas I think it's perfect. If you're busy, it's great to have a quick text message to say everything's fine or hang on, I need to chase this up or
And do you do that at like stages of the process with your clients? Like with say a mortgage, with a mortgage broking, which we do, the little plug for us there, yeah. that you know, when something has happened, like the bank's got documents or yep. something's happened, we just flip a quick text to the people yep. and say, look, just an update, blah, 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 I'll give you an update in 2 days.
Yep. And we're the same, yep. So we'll either a quick phone call, an email or a text message,
yep.
Depending, you know, and you get to know your client and, yep. and their preferred.
And what they like.
Yep, we have yeah. you know, older clients that you know don't like email or SMS, yeah. so we'll you know give them a call. We've got clients that are busy, hard to get on the phone, so you yeah. flick them a text message or an email.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, and you know you yeah. do get to know your client and what they prefer. Yeah.
Now I know you work out of a business hub.
Yes.
Yeah, and we had Tracy on last week. They run a incubator centre. How's that work out? Working
yeah,
in
it's fantastic.
Well.
Yep. So we work out of the Link Business Hub at Adamstown.
Yep.
Give them a plug.
Yep.
The girls there are fantastic. So yep. we they take our excess calls. So yep. They will, you know, take calls that we can't take a message, and then we'll they'll email us, and we'll get that to people as soon as we can.
Yep.
And then we also have a boardroom there, so yep. we'll book the boardroom to meet clients. So that we can yep, have a space to, and they're quite flexible with bookings, and yeah, they're fantastic.
I think I shouldn't have told the guys from the surf club that if they stand at the back, they get on the video.
It's a bit like you watch
watching NCIS or something the other day, and there's like they were trying to solve some crime, and just people walking behind in the background. You sort of notice it more now. I think the guys think they're going to end up being famous and get sponsorship or something, but. So what's the best business advice you've ever been given?
Best business advice is probably making time, probably not really business advice, more personal
yeah.
advice.
Yeah.
Make time for yourself because, yeah. as you probably know, running a small business can be
24/7.
Yeah, a bit relentless. Yeah, and so I guess for me, I originally kept saying things like, you know, oh yeah, work-life balance, and yeah. then someone said to me, it's just life. There is
yeah.
no work-life balance. You've just got to... Everything's life, you've just
yeah.
got to fit it in. So now
yeah.
I'm actually better at diarising things that I want to do personally
yeah.
in amongst the work.
You know, a lot of people like block off at the start of the week, block off their personal time, and then
yeah.
let the work fit in around that. But yeah,
yeah.
you've just got to roll with it, haven't you?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
the time.
And yeah. And that's part of, I guess, the flexibility that we wanted as well, and trying to fit yep,
yeah.
other things
yeah.
in as well. Yeah. yeah.
Excellent.
And just being conscious of, yeah. doing that.
let's say business starts again next week. You've got to go and begin all over again.
Yep.
What do you do different?
I probably wouldn't do too much differently. Like I've probably enjoyed, you know, the journey so far and how we sort of started. Probably more starting certain technology things from the get-go that
mm-hmm.
you kind of don't realize in hindsight. Once you get busy, it's fine when you're quieter, when you're just starting, but soon the momentum picks up very fast,
yeah.
and then you kind of go, okay, we need this software, we need that,
yeah.
Having those things in place from the get-go.
So like a, you know, calendar on computer versus calendar on a book on the desk, sort of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but and for us it's like the conveyancing software package. So
yeah.
for us it was, I sort of held off getting the Leap cloud
yeah.
software. I waited sort of a few months, but really I probably should have just got it from the start,
yeah.
from day one, because then I was entering old matters, you know,
yeah, yeah.
that I'd sort of
catching
started manually,
on.
Yep, and putting it on the system,
yeah.
whereas, yeah, now I couldn't live without it, so, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's a bit
definitely
changed
technology.
Over the last 10 or 20 years, just the amount of technology and the amount
yeah.
of change and you know, stuff in the cloud and that sort of thing. It's just made it a lot more efficient.
Oh,
but
yeah.
yeah, you've still
yeah.
got to keep on top of it. So.
That's it. Yep.
Okay, well, Lou, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks
no
for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Put on beautiful weather for you again, which is great. Not sure how these are going to go in the next couple of months. Once it does get a bit cold, we might have to wear something a bit under the
skivvies under
shirt.
The wine
beanies.
Shirt.
Yeah, beanies or skivvies.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one for a while. So, yeah, thanks. So, you have a great day and thanks for joining us. And,
no worries.
Yeah, we'll see you all in our next episode, which is coming up shortly.